Man did not go and sit on the stump and invent English. So if you don't like tongues, then be quiet, because that's what we're speaking. Now God will give you tongues of angels that people can't understand, and Satan can't understand. That's why he's against it. Okay, let's go on. You get it though? If any thing be revealed to another that sits by it, let him first hold his peace. For ye may all prophesy one by one. You notice it says all. It says Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Okay? That all may learn and all may be comforted. See the word comforted? And the spirits are subject to the prophets. Subject to the prophets. And the spirits of the prophets are subject to the prophets. Okay, God is not the author of confusion, but of peace in all the churches of the saints. Okay, if you go back up here to verse 29, let the prophet speak two or three and let the others judge. Something that we need to do, we need to judge what's being said. So we missed out on that. We like to prophesy, we want nobody judging. And we need to stay healthy. I need to be judged, you need to. We need to keep it in proper order. And I don't mean that if he prophesies something and I just leap and jump on him and say, well, that was all wrong and on and on. I'm supposed to, if something I don't feel is right about it, I come to Randy and say, look, can we look this up in Scripture? Where can we go? Okay? Are you following that? There has to be some type of correction, some type of looking after what's going on. It says the prophecy said to the prophet. Somebody today may have had a prophecy and they didn't feel the right time to give it out, so they didn't jump up and disrupt things by doing it. The prophecy was subject to them. They don't have to let it out. Maybe it should have been said, but it didn't get said, because they're smart enough to know you can have a prophecy and you jump up in the wrong time. It's not going to help. It's not the right time to do it. You have a feeling. Remember, many of you have been good hearing things. He's not a bad person, but he just don't let prophecies happen because there's so many people, and we don't know who might come up with what, so he just says, not now. He just doesn't have any of his needs. And you can see he's got several thousand there. He can't start letting people they be there for. We used to have a little Pentecostal lady. She was a Assembly of God minister from Arkansas. And probably the reason she became a minister in the Assembly was back in them hills. Everybody else was scared to do it. So she took over, and when she would prophesy, she would go on for 45 minutes. When Grandma started speaking, I mean, it went on. She'd go on tongues for maybe 45, and then another 45 to give interpretation. So you couldn't have more than two or three prophecies from people like that, or all your time is gone, and more. And it's just what it's talking about. Do things decently in order. It says all may prophesy. We all get words of wisdom and knowledge. And so the Lord encourages us to do these things. I'm not against prophecy. We need it. It's from God. But we need to watch what we're doing. Make sure. And if you're the one that's receiving a prophecy, and it has, you know, quite a bit of weight to it, get another witness and another witness. Get from somebody. Say, God, I want somebody from New York to fly out here and come and tell me about it. Depends on the severity. If it says you're going to buy another car, well, it's not critical, but it might be to you. Huh? Yeah. So, yeah, because see, we're dealing with life. We've got to be careful. And so I have to be careful. And I don't want to hurt anybody. I know you don't either. If we go back, let's go on down to verse 37. Now, we better go to the minister. I better go to the minister. Okay. Okay? It means he wants you to know how to read it. Verse 34. Let your women keep silence in the churches, for it's not for men and men to speak, but they are commanded to be under obedience, as also says the law. And if they will learn anything, let them ask their husbands at home, for it is a shame for women to speak in the church. Why? Seeing the word of God out from you, or came it to you only? That's a reprimand. That's not a statement for women to keep silent in the churches. He's saying, you guys need to make you God. You got your own thing going here? See, we're not under the law. How many knows that? Galatians 2:16 says that. Okay. If the law is still here, then Jesus died in vain. He's reprimanded them. He's not giving them a statement. He's coming with a question. What? Why did you say what? Yeah, they're saying, you women stay over here and shut up. And Paul's coming in and says, wait a minute, this isn't the way it works. Some of you looking at me kind of funny because you've heard it the other way for years and years. If you look at it there, let me read it one more time with the right exuberance. Yeah. Man. There you go. That's the way. Okay, let me read it one more time. Let's start with 33. For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all churchly things. Now remember, before I read 34, he just got it through up there saying, all may prophesy, all may speak in tongues. Didn't he? All. Does that all? Y'all are women? Y'all? Okay. Now, let your women keep silent in churches, for it is not permitted for them to speak, but they are commanded to be under obedience, as also says the law. And if they will learn anything, let them ask their husbands at home, for it is a shame for a woman to speak in the church. What? Came the word of God out from you, or came it unto you only? If any man think himself to be a prophet or spiritual, let him acknowledge that the things I write unto you are the commandments of the Lord. If any man be ignorant, let him be ignorant. Wherefore, brethren, private to prophesy, and forbid not to speak with tongues. Let all things be done decently and in order. Now, can you all see that? Where the women are free? Let's go one more place. Galatians 2:16. I want to just clap this law once before we go. 2:16. And I'll finish up there in Galatians, I promise. But see, this today is filled us up. This is the edification for us. And it's a check to know what's going on. We need to know. And it says we perish for lack of knowledge. Well, if we got the knowledge, we ain't going to perish, are we? Okay. 2:16, like, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ, even we have believed in Jesus Christ, that we might be justified by faith of Christ, and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. Remember Paul was just telling them over there? What? As also says the law, see, we're not under the law. Look at this. But if while we seek to be justified by Christ, we ourselves are found sinners, is therefore Christ the minister of sin? God forbid. For I build again the things I destroyed, I make myself a transgressor. If I do. Okay? What that's saying is, once you get free, don't go back and do the same things you used to do. You're a new creature, a new creation. Start new. And if you make a mistake, ask the Lord for forgiveness and get up and go again. Okay. For through the law I am dead to the law, that I might live unto God. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loves me and gave himself for me. I do not frustrate the grace of God, for if righteousness came by the law, then Christ is dead in vain. So when you go back to Corinthians there, when he also says the law, he's saying, we're not under the law anymore. We're under grace. See, this is a good message for you gals for Valentine's Day. Makes you free, doesn't it? Blessed be his name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Father, I thank you today for these words of encouragement and correction, Lord, in love. Whatever I say up here is the Word of God, and it's for me as well as anybody. But Lord, I just thank you for everything that's going on here today. Lord, there's no way, what's exciting about this church, there's no way that I have any idea what's going to go on. Lord, that's why people want a menu, Lord. We can't have a menu, we don't know what to put on until after the service, Lord. And Lord, we just want to be led by the Holy Spirit. Lord, we claim every member of our family right now in Jesus' name. Lord, if we can reach out and touch others. And the same anointing that Jesus had, he gave and shared with us. The Holy Ghost and fire. Lord, we break down strongholds of inheritance and sins and iniquities of the fathers, the third, fourth generation of all our family. And Lord, that each one of us today would have gathered something in our heart more about Jesus, how he deals with us. And Lord, we can all make mistakes, and we do, and we will. But Lord, that doesn't make us sinners. We sin, but we have one who intercedes for us day and night, Jesus the righteous. And it says that the Holy Spirit makes intercession for us. With utter things to utter that we can't utter, Lord. Speaking in tongues is something that comes from the Spirit, not from our intellect. So, Lord, as we think about Valentine's Day, let us think about someone who we maybe don't have that care that much about, that we might get before the Lord and to reach out to them. Lord, I think each one of us can think of somebody that we really don't like that much, and it hadn't ought to be so, Lord, because Jesus died, as Mike said this morning, that none perish. Lord, we need to throw down our weapons, basically the Christians, because we're always trying to wound each other. And if the wounded get down, the Christian church is the only one that kills the wounded. Lord, you're not that way. You came, and all those people that you touched, they weren't even Christians. That wasn't until after Pentecost. They were just a bunch of heathens that came to see Jesus. They came and got healed, and the lepers and the blinded eyes. And Lord, we thank you that signs and wonders follow those who believe. We thank you, Lord, you come here today to show us your perfect will and your love. Lord, and we'll just give you the praise. All God's doing to you. Amen. Mike, yes, sir.
Blessed be his name.
Blessed be his name.
I like that. Make sure we're going to have the directory back there. Nobody gets out of here without at least a name and a phone number. And we'll have somebody, instead of putting addresses and everything, contact everybody and get their phone number and, their anniversaries, birthdays, that kind of stuff. In the directory, we want somebody to know about somebody.
Amen.
So, we're going to set up next to the door out there. You can't walk out. And please print, because I can't read.
Usually we beat you with a board and you speak in tongues before you get out the door. We'll knock that one off today. So we
no, the board's coming up here, so they have to stay up here before they go out there.
Yes.
But that's what we're going to sign. I'm just going to have them just take an open new page.
Yeah, the gift book.
Back there, set it by the door, and sign it. And it's going to take a while to get out that little door, so there's a lot of time for prayer up front. So, God bless everyone. Okay.
Don't need the mic. I can talk loud. Talk to Michael, please, about your pledge today. Okay, let's make a commitment, okay? We're growing, and we need each person here to help us grow. It's not ours, it's yours. We're one body. Kathleen? I want to give a testimony to Jesus because he healed me this week. I've been placed, literally, I know that, in a job by the Holy Spirit. He closed every other door, and this one seemed like it was definitely not what I should do, time crime and everything else. I said, Lord, this just can't be right. And I know that it is right. But I started doing some other things along with that time frame, and I come down with vertigo. I couldn't see, I couldn't stand up, I couldn't do anything. I missed half of a marriage seminar that Bud and the Melchers were putting on. I was pretty devastated by that. I had to go to work, come back, and just literally fell over with this. I was 3 days in bed. Floyd was praying for me. I had other people pray. And I wasn't getting very far, and finally I said, Floyd, I don't care, drag me somewhere. I need to get in front of more prayer partners. I need more help here. And I didn't want to talk on the phone. I couldn't do email. I couldn't do anything because I couldn't hardly even just see. And I want to tell you that this body, this family came together, stood against the forces of darkness. People came to me with a prophecy. And called me early in the morning and prayed for me. And the Lord broke those chains, and he sent those angels, and he overcame those forces that was trying to stop me. And I want to tell you, I encourage every single one of you to take to heart what was said about being a family. Because you don't stand alone here. Nobody in the body of Christ stands alone unless you choose to by your will. Because God has made a way for you to have a family, to be able to reach out, to be touched. You need to make your needs known. Come to Bud, Peggy, anybody in the church. And if you don't know anybody, just say, who would I talk to? And they will direct you and say, I have a need. I need prayer. I need whatever you need. That's what a family does. Even if you're just having a difficult time, just saying, I can't even think straight. I'm so confused. God doesn't have a spirit of confusion. Okay? It could be very, very simple. It could be you can't get out of bed physically. You just can't even stand up. Whatever your need is, financial, emotional, spiritual, mental, all of those pieces, you're one whole person. And God calls all of us to be one whole person back to you. And we want to. And that's what the family does. So I just encourage you to know, God answers prayer. That's what he does. That's his job. And our job is to stand in that gap and say, here, I am your servant. You are my brother, my friend, my fiancé, my lover, my hope, my dream, everything. You are my everything, and I give my everything to you, to your people. That's what we do. Okay, thank you.
Praise the Lord. Okay, Sharon.
And I get to go into prison with her and her husband. And they do that kind of stuff in prison in front of all the men, and people get saved. I was under the same kind of thing. I had dizziness, vertigo, and then a whole bunch of other stuff. And in a nutshell, same stuff as with Juanita. I'm up here because I recently moved to McMinnville. And I now have a Walton's existence. I live across the street from these people. Their daughter is next to me instead of me. Being just me and Ray, I have a family now. This is my family. This is the only family I have. My family's with the Lord. And I have a really neat family. I moved in into this beautiful, huge home, and I didn't have a stick. Not a stick. And I didn't even have groceries. Forget money. And you know what? Everybody showed up at our house at Christmas. We got a Christmas tree. We got lights. We got food. And then another knock, and it was food. Every time I answered my door, it was furniture and food and money and hugs and Christmas. And this church family did it for me. And I just wanted to say thank you.
Praise the Lord. Okay, I'm going to keep promising I'm going to set you free, but I'm really going to do it now. Okay, but really, see, we all are free. We're free in Jesus. And you know, the power of him through us, if you've ever seen somebody that was really bad off and you pray for them and you see them come out of it, it just can't get out of your system. And then the next thing you're looking for somebody else. And then you got two, and then you got four, and then you got ten, and then, you know, you just keep going, it just keeps building. And it's just a wonderful thing that God wants to do. And it's the same Holy Spirit for all of us. And I just want to finish with singing one more song. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Be warmed and filled. God bless you.